Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Dallas County engineer Al Miller. This is part two of a two-part interview. Now, a few more things to talk about here. The Secondary Roads Department is wanting to move locations. Right now, you're located in Adel, but you are wanting to move closer to the very center of the county, correct?
That's correct. We have a central maintenance facility that is located just south of the intersection of Highway 44 and 169. Majority of our maintenance folks report to that location. We do have 12 employees or so that report to our location here in Adel. What I'd like to do is consolidate not only our buildings, but get everybody reporting as much as possible to the same location. I think it'd make our operation and our communication much better. And that location at our central maintenance facility is nice for our operation as far as being centrally located. Our first phase of that, we do have funded, the board approved funding for a cold storage facility to be built at our central maintenance facility, approximately 72 by 300 foot structure that would allow us the capacity to store materials and equipment that are currently kind of spread out all over the county and makes it difficult for us at different times of the year to operate without having to get pieces of equipment in certain areas of the county that are needed at our central site. So we're looking forward to that. We're hoping for a bid letting this fall and construction to start on that in the spring to be finished before the end of the fiscal year at the end of June. So that would be our first phase. That would allow us to dispose of a couple of our outlying satellite sheds as well as our motor grader shed here in Adel. That, of course, is to be determined by our Board of Supervisors on disposal of those facilities that we would no longer need. But I think at least everybody here is pretty excited about getting some additional storage at our central site and finishing that project up. Eventually, we would like to have the engineer's office and our facility here in Adel moved out to our central site as well. That's more of a five-year plan. You know, the design of that and the cost estimates and those kind of things are just in the planning stage, and money has not been budgeted for that yet. But we're hoping to get the majority of our operation all out at our central maintenance facility.
Now, you mentioned the outlying storage facilities. There's several in the county. So which ones would be sticking around and which ones are you trying to get rid of possibly?
We have a storage facility in Waukee. We also have another small one in Van Meter and one in Boughton. And we also have one in Minburn, all of which, you know, based on what the Board of Supervisors would like to do, could be disposed of after this first phase of construction is complete with the new cold storage building. There's been a fair amount of interest, I think, in our Waukee shed. It's kind of been developed around, and I think there's probably better uses for that property, really in all cases, all four of those sheds. I think there's better uses of those properties than what we're currently using them for.
Okay, and then the ones that you're going to keep and possibly upgrade too, correct?
Yes, we have a satellite shed in Redfield. It's currently in town. We're kind of surrounded by the co-op. County owns property north of Redfield on P46 that we would like to build a small mortar grader shed with some salt and sand storage there. One of the issues that we have in that part of the county, we have to get salt from our central maintenance facility to get down to roads down in Dexter. You know, it's not very efficient when you leave our central site and you're out of material by the time you get to Redfield and have to drive all the way back up to our central site to get more material. But we're hoping to have salt and sand storage there just north of Redfield to take care of our trucks that operate in that southwestern part of the county. So that would be, we're calling it phase two. We're hoping after we get our central site cold storage built, we would move to designing and kind of finalizing plans and budgeting money to get that Redfield motor grader shed upgraded and dispose of the existing site that we have in town. We will be keeping our Perry shed. It is functioning fairly well. Obviously, we need to have equipment and materials in that area of the county just south of Perry. We do have a relatively new shed in Granger that would also be continue to operate equipment and have material storage there.
So you'd be going down from nearly 10 to about 4 sites?
Yeah, that's correct.
That would definitely improve efficiency, I would think.
Yes, it would. And, you know, reduce our footprint and make us more efficient and be able to do our jobs more efficiently.
Okay, so 5 years is the kind of general timetable for that?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Well, Dallas County Engineer Al Miller, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
We've been very lucky with, you know, some of the projects we've undertaken. We've come in under budget the last 2 years, and we're lucky enough to have a carryover that allows us to do everything that's on our 5-year program, and we're also looking to add some additional projects that are much needed. Obviously, we are looking at some of our paved roads, getting quite a bit more traffic with the development that's going on, and we want to try to stay ahead of the curve a little bit more instead of being reactive on deterioration in our infrastructure. So that's always good. We got a great group of employees that we're doing more in-house to try to be more efficient with our funds. And you know, I can't say enough about our employees, our staff here, and what we've been able to do here these last 2 or 3 years as far as keeping things in-house to be more efficient and spend our funds more wisely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Al Miller. This has been part 2 of a 2-part interview. You can find this program and part 1 at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.